Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. Whoa, that's tasty. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we're trying out some new toys, baby. I hope you're enjoying your weekend or your week. I hope you had a good week. I hope it's going well for you. This sesh-isode is going to be a little different. Obviously, as you saw, I didn't start with the bong right away. I started with something new. I'm going to do this episode all about concentrates, essentially. Well, when I say all about concentrates, basically what I'm doing is I'm going to smoke a shit ton of concentrates. That's what I'm going to do. So I stopped by the shop today because I'm back to work at the shop, folks. Yeah, if you follow this and you know what shop it is, awesome. If you don't, well, you'll know soon, I'm sure. I picked this bad boy up. This guy right here is, let me see here, the Yokan Pillar. It looks like this. And then when you light her up, the lights light up. Boom, boom. I just have it on the lowest setting because I just bought it today. Basically, ooh, it's delicious. It's a concentrates bong. And if you guys follow the podcast, or if you follow the podcast, you come back week to week, you know that I love me some Yokan. I pretty much have every product they have. So I figured what I would do this time is maybe try some concentrates because I was looking around my stash and I realized that I basically have a whole bunch of sativa concentrates. So instead of trying to choke down some flower at the beginning of every sesh-isode, I thought, hey, you know what? This is like basically a mini portable bong or dab rig, whatever you want to call it. It is fucking amazing, this thing. That was the tastiest hit of anything I think I've ever had. Yeah, it's really, really tasty. So what am I smoking? I'm smoking this. It is by Earthwolf Farms. It's called the Live Duo. So there's two different resins, I think it is. Rosins. There's two different rosins in this bad boy. And I'll have a picture pop up, bing, right there. So that you can see it all and see the packaging. Because I realized when I zoom in, it sucks. You can't really read it or anything. So I decided what I'd do is I'd start taking pictures. And what I'll do is I'll take pictures every episode. And they'll pop up right here on top of this wooden guy. So that you can actually read everything, see what it is, know what you're getting. And then see the picture of the product as well, because I could show you the product. It doesn't matter. I'm not selling it to you. I'm just telling you, hey, you should try this out, right? If you're into weed and you could get it legally, because that's one of the keys. I also got my 420 bro t-shirt on. That's right. Just ordered it from the WWE shop. Again, I don't get paid for any of this. I just tell you what I like. So my kids got me into wrestling, and my 420 bro Riddle shirt showed up today. So I figured I'd pop it on because why the fuck not, right? It's 420. We're smoking. We're broing out, man. So that's what we're going to do. So, okay, let me tell you what's going on. I'll slow down a little bit here because I have a couple funky things to show you. I wanted to show you this first because I just bought it. Hadn't tried it. Just loaded it up with a little bit of, which one did I get? So the Live Duo is Sour Green Mango Live Rosin. That one is, I think, the Sativa. And then the other one is, so there's two, like I said, there's two. I think they're both half grams. Does it say? No, oh, yeah. Two rosin units and they're half gram each. So the one I'm smoking is the sour green mango. That's exactly what it tastes like. It tastes like sour green mango, like a little bit of sour, maybe a little green apple flavor, and then mango on the tail end of it. The other one is Super Kush Live Rosin. I didn't really want to try that one right off the bat because I thought, well, I might go to sleep. So probably not a good idea right before the podcast, huh? So that's what I smoked in here. I just put a little dab of it in. It's the sour green mango is 59% THC and I guess that would be 0.2% CBD. So it should be a nice high. The Super Kush Live Rosin is 59.6%. And it is, oh wow, it's got a lot of CBD. It's 2.6% CBD. That is going to be a good time, sleepy time. Yeah, for sure. So I'm sorry if you didn't hear the click of the bong and you like hearing that, because I love that. I don't know. It was one of the things that when I first started doing this, I was like, you know what? It would kind of be fun to hear the, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. And then I'll see what I can figure out. Okay. So far I've taken, what, 2 hits off this? I can't remember. I'll have to watch it back. I think I've taken 2 hits off this, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm nice and uplifted. It's starting to hit me in the eyes, in the cheeks. Obviously, I'm talkative. I can't focus on my thoughts. Too many running through my head. So this is the newest thing I picked up. What does it come with? Okay, in the packaging, and again, I'll put up a little boop picture of some packaging there so that you can see the package, then you can see all the little pieces that are inside. But basically, you get your glass tube, which you fill with water, okay? It's magnetic, so it pops off. If you're watching, it pops off like that, and then you've got your rosin right in there. Again, you can't see it, so I'll take some pictures and show you. But like, that burnt that rosin fast, and it's... And that was on the lowest setting, but I'm telling you, fucking flavor country, baby. So you have a bowl with the, this one is a 4-wire bowl, it looks like, 4-coil bowl. And then there's, it comes with another bowl that is a ceramic bowl, straight ceramic. I would imagine that the ceramic might even add to the flavor. The glass tube itself is magnetic to the base, which is your battery. You have the 5-button on. 5-button off, or 5-push on, sorry, 5-push off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 turns it on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 turns it off. 1, 2, 3 will change the heat settings, and then they light up. So when I light this guy like that, you can see the Yocan symbol comes up, and then you get one nice little light. So I'm starting at the bottom. Yeah, that rosin is pretty well burnt through. Still kind of tasty, and that's just the residue that's left in there. I didn't put much in because I didn't know how strong it would be. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like, you ever had mango boba? Tastes like that. That's what it tastes like. It's fucking delicious. I will smoke this a lot. It's a little expensive because it's 2 different ones, but I mean, it's really not a bad price for the two, for at least seemingly so far. So I picked that up today. We're smoking the resin. I had to go buy another Yocan Orbit, which is essentially, again, a portable dab rig. And I'll put out, again, I'll put some pictures down there so you can see what the components are. But basically, you've got a battery at the bottom. Same concept as this portable bong or dab rig, whatever. It's got a glass cover as a tube, then inside it's got a metal bowl with a coil, but then on top of that is basically a banger, a glass banger. You put them all together, hold the battery button down, take some hits off that. So that is loaded with a little bit of, I think it's not Nugs, fresh frozen hash resin. And I've got a whole bunch of concentrates that I've been smoking through. So those are like that's not even my newest. Then the other thing I got was this guy here, the little dipper. I don't know if you've ever tried a dab straw, but god damn, dab straws might be the coolest shit ever. You don't even have to take the thing out of the container. You just open the container. The dab straw looks like a straw, basically. It's a tube with a coil on the end. You got your 5-button on. This is not by Yocan. I can't remember who it's by. Maybe Little Dipper, I think. So it's Dips Little Dipper. Click the button 5 times on, and then lowest heat setting. All you have to do is you open your concentrate, you put the little dipper onto your concentrate, and you take a couple puffs, you're set. These are really nice for like quick on the go things. Like if you're out and about throughout the day and you just want like, all you need is 1 or 2 quick hits that'll get you to where you want to be, the little dipper is the way to go. I'll show you how that works later on in the episode. And we're going to smoke... I haven't decided. I don't know if I should smoke a Blue Lime Pie Diamond for that, or if I should smoke the Nugs Hash Rosin again, or should I smoke Masiku's, I threw out the container. Oh, what's it called? It's a sativa. I think it's something lemon, if I remember correctly. I'll put it in the description of the video, so if you want to know what it is, it'll be in there, and the percentages for that will be in there too. But yeah, so that's what we're smoking. Also, I felt like it was the perfect episode to do, or sesh-isode, to do concentrates, because, dude, I'm getting really high right now. Like, am I just rambling? 10 minutes of rambling? Yep. Awesome. So last week I was a little sick, so I apologize for not having a session sewed up last week. Hopefully I make up for it on this one. But because I was sick, I had some stomach issues. So, it was a little bit of a rough go for a while there. And it was a tough situation to deal with, 'cause there was a lot of pain, a lot of pushing, a lot of nothing happening. And then that subsided once release, right? So then I thought to myself, I wonder what people have stuck up their butt. What are the weirdest things that people have stuck up their butt and have got had to go to the hospital to get removed? So I spent my time trying to figure out how do you say it? How to relieve the tension in my lower half. Spent a lot of time thinking about that, and then I thought, you know what? Who would put themselves through this kind of thing? But not only that, what is the thing that is worth shoving up your ass to carry with you? Now, I assume some of these are accidents, obviously. I would hope. And then obviously some of them are on purpose. I think one or two of them might have been from movies, but we'll decide as we go through. So I picked 20. 20 of the stupidest things people have shoved up their ass to talk about. And the first one I came, so okay, I should start by saying this is from breakbrunch.com. And the whole article is called 24 Weird Things People Accidentally. Oh, so it is based on what they say, it is an accident. Accidentally got stuck in their ass. Now, accidentally could be, oh, I fell on it. Oh, somebody shoved it in there. I wasn't looking. It could be, whoops, got stuck. I don't know, because I don't generally think about shoving things in my ass. But there are a couple good ones on here. So these are the 24 things, 24 weird things people accidentally got stuck in their ass. I picked 20 because four of them, I mean, they seem pretty mundane in comparison to the rest. The first one, a mixtape. I wonder if he was checking the acoustics of his butthole. How do I get my farts better? I don't know. Let's check a tape in there and record it. Now he's all. Now I realize that makes no sense. You have to be a tape recorder to record sounds. I don't know. He really needed that. Maybe, what do you think it was? It doesn't say. Doesn't say what was on the mixtape. But what do you think is worthy of shoving up your ass? Because you might. I'm assuming it's somebody going to jail or going somewhere where you can't take contraband. Maybe like military school or some shit like that. I don't know what the deal is. But something, maybe rehab. I don't know. But what could it possibly be that is that important to shove up your, I need this. Oh, I know what I, mine would be Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. I'd have to have that song. I have to have that play once a day. How about, okay, so, a lot of people are into different weird shit for sure, right? How about, butt plugs are pretty common, This dude. And you know what's funny is a lot of these pictures, you could tell if it's a dude. And you could tell with a reasonable amount of accuracy which sex shoved these things up their butt. So mixtape guy, it kind of cuts off. But I feel like mixtape guy would be the guy that would do that. Would be a guy that would do that. You know what I'm saying? And then we've got Mr. Plug. Now I assume this one was for jail because you can't have shit like that and you'd have to charge a phone, right? You could probably get a phone in jail, but then you'd have to be able to charge it. The cord is probably a whole different price from the fucking commissary. So you figure out, all right, or maybe he thought he could charge himself. Maybe it was an acid trip and he thought, you know what? I just need a little recharge, dude. I would never think, even if something bad happened and I was going, had to go to jail, I don't think there's anything worth shoving up my ass to take with me. I feel like if you play it right, you could probably get anything you need in jail if you have the right connections. You know what I'm saying? So to me, shoving anything in your butt is kind of off. I get pleasure too. We're getting there. Don't worry. This is just a recharge situation. Recharge. Don't be like that. How about a candy cane? Merry fucking Christmas. You know what's funny about this is that the hook end went in first. Who sticks the hook end first? If you're gonna put anything up your ass, why put the widest thing in first? Maybe there's a method. Maybe you know. If you know, write in the comments why you would put the wide end in first. Is it easier to carry that way? I wonder what it feels like. Because, like, you know what it's like when you have a shit on deck and you can't really, like, you got to hold it in. Is that what it feels like with, you know, when you put something in your butt to, like, take into, you know, like the mixtape? Does it feel like you got a little poop on deck and you're, like, just clenched tight because you're like, okay, I can't let this out? I don't know. I feel like it'd be a weird sensation, like a pulling you down, something's going to give situation, you know? Then again, I don't try to get away with much of anything anyway. So, like, I'm always a little nervous just in general going through checkpoints. I don't like it. I just don't like it, you know? So, to have anything in my ass, I would probably plop it right out. It would just be, and there it is. So, a candy cane. Ho, 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 motherfucker. I think he fell on, well, it's a pretty big candy cane. Like, okay. It looks like, if you take it in reference, it looks like it's maybe, it had to be an ornament, is what I'm saying. Maybe like 2 feet, no, a foot long maybe? A foot long. it had a little bit to it, is what I'm getting at. So like, to keep that in your ass, how do you do that? And why hook? Like, wouldn't you be worried that like, something gets caught? Sunglasses. Talk about a shitty view. I don't understand why you would put anything in your butt that you're going to put near your face. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I know. And I get that people like to lick ass and all that shit, but I'm just saying, I don't know if the thing that covers my eyes is going to be the thing I shove in my butt. Where would you be going that sunglasses would be a human briefcase situation? I don't know. Oh, here's a good one. A rubber fist. Dude, this is huge. It's like, okay, from what I can tell, you'll see, it'll be right over here. It's like, it's up to like half, maybe a quarter of your forearm. Dude, that's a, look at that. That's a lot of fist in your butt. That's one that I can understand. It's funny because you lost a fist in your butthole, but how, like, it obviously sexual, right? Candy cane, what's sexual about that? Hey, baby, I want to try something. Yeah, what's that? I want to try and hit the male G-spot. Okay. So you're back down, fucking legs up, ass out, and your partner's just right up in there and goes, you know what? I can't quite get the angle. Hold on. A candy cane will do it. The fuck out of here. Dude. Then a fist. But again, I get the fist. The fist, that is pretty standard. Like, when people get creative with shit, that's where it gets a little sketchy. That's what I'm saying. A light bulb. Okay. Now, the question I have with the light bulb is simply this. How do you get it in there without breaking it? And then once it's in there, how do you sit down, move around, make any attempt to do anything physical without the sheer fear that it's going to burst in your asshole? Dude, I'm just saying. That's absolutely insane. A light bulb to anything. Anything that has a sharp point or is really small or can shatter is probably not the thing I want in my butt. Again, based on the somewhat visible extras in this picture, you might be able to say that it is a dude. Yet again, a dude, because we have bright ideas. Maybe he and a friend were playing Indiana Jones. They needed to see into the Temple of Doom. Oh my God. This live duo, Sour Green Mango Live Rosin, is delicious. The high is, I'm enjoying the high. You might find this annoying. I don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully you're right along with me. Hit some more concentrates. Oh, you know what? Who cares how many we're in? But basically, okay, the next one's a big one. So you know what? We're going to have to take a toke for this. Oh, I hope you're enjoying the sesh. Oh, did I remember to say it? Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on your Friday at 4:20 to kick off your weekend. You know what? We need to give you guys a shout out, a big applause for showing up, for everybody that shows up every week. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That one goes out to you. What else do we got? Excited. I'm excited. This is how excited I am. Oh, that's like laughing. Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. The woo part. That's for you. Okay, getting back into this. Oh, yeah. So let me show you this little dipper real quick. All right. So the little dipper, like I said, if you're watching this, you can see it. If you're listening, I will try to explain it as best as I can. So this little dipper is like the one I have is a black plastic pen size thing, probably the thickness of like a highlighter, maybe a little more, but it's shaped in, what would you call it? Like a teardrop sort of shape. So the point of it is on a side and then it's fatter on the other side with a straw down the middle. Now at the bottom, you have a metal heating element, like a 510 that just threads into it. And then out of that is, I think it's ceramic cover and then coil that comes down through the middle. So it's like a straw. So that's what it looks like. Okay. Now what you do is you take your concentrate. So I'm going to use, what am I going to do? I'm going to do Wagner's Blue Lime Pie Diamonds. Okay. Because they're tasty. So all you do is you fire it up with your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it turns on, it's flashing green, it's ready to go. So then when you're ready to smoke, you don't even have to take it out of here. You just leave it right in there, okay? And you turn your thingy-ding-a-ling on. Jesus, I'm high. You throw on your dipper, hold the button down, the coil starts to heat up, and then you put it up against the diamond while it's still in the thing. Woo! And then you get one nice big cloud like that. Like, it's a big cloud. If you're not watching, you should take a minute, or when you get a second, you should turn on the video for this, because you can see the clouds these things make. They're awesome, man. And that's on the lowest setting. And it's the tastiest. Like, it tastes so good. You're talking about, that was a big hit. You're talking about blue lime pie. It tastes like blue lime pie. And then you have your magnetic metal cover. When you're done, you just pop it back on. That's it. And then the teardrop, the point of the teardrop is a reclaim chamber. So all your reclaim goes in there, right? And then at the top, you have your mouthpiece, a little rubber cover at the bottom. You take those off and you can get your reclaim out, which we'll talk about later on in the episode. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. Hope you had a couple good hits. If you're looking for something on the run that's really good for concentrates, Little Dipper, man. In some cases, it hits better than the pens because it's concentrated heat and you can only take like one or two puffs, so it's like maximized. You know what I mean? And it's not holding in a chamber or anything. It's just like straight into you. So as much as you could take is how much you can smoke, right? And then you have no mess because you don't have to take it out of the packaging it comes in. Well, I mean, you have to take the bag out, but like, you know, your little glass jar or whatever, you don't have to take it out of that. You just smoke it right out by touching the tip and then drawing on the straw. It's fucking wicked. I was surprised. And they're not that expensive. Like, you could spend, you know, like, I don't know, maybe $100 for this Orbit or something like that. Maybe a little more. This, the new one I just got, the, what is this called again? The Pillar. That one will probably run you like $200 or $300 normally. So in comparison, they all give you a similar high, but I'm honestly the most impressed with the clouds and the experience of using the Little Dipper, because you can use it anytime, anywhere, just poop, poop, and you're done. And two hits is enough. Trust me. Look at how much I've already smoked. I'm amazed that like I'm still talking with hopefully some kind of coherence. But yeah. I've covered a lot of shit so far. Am I talking really fast? If I am, I'm sorry. Maybe it just gives you the opportunity to watch it again. Give me some views, you know? Hit subscribe so that you can join the sesh every week with your friendly neighborhood pothead. And who's that? Me, baby. That's right. All right, let's get back to this list. So, what did we have last? Oh yeah, the light bulb. That's what I'm saying. Put it in. Then you expect it to pop. Like, that's got to be half of your expectation, is that you're going to die by getting stabbed in the asshole. That's what I'm saying. All right, so the next one is a knife. Because you know what? If the light bulb doesn't cut it, let's up the ante and just stick a knife in there and see what happens. That also is why if you ever get arrested and you have to be strip searched or whatever, the cops tell you to squat and cough, because if you do that and you have a knife in you, you will stab yourself and it will be very painful. So most people won't do it. Or you can find, that's one way they find out if people are bringing in contraband. That's what I'm saying. Like, could you imagine if you're just like, are there dudes or are there people out there that just on a regular basis keep shit in their ass? I don't mean shit. I mean, keep stuff in their ass? Like, do they, are like every day they're just walking around with like nuts and bolts up there in case they need to put in a new door? Like, I don't understand how these things happen, because that knife is like sideways. That motherfucker's screwed. That's what I'm thinking. That wasn't an easy insertion. That's all I'm saying, okay? Oh, pint glass. Anybody up for a bottom beer? It's all the rage with the kids. This person took the fucking glass with it. Not just the booze, the glass. Weird thing is, the glass was upside down. Weirder thing is, I could see how that could happen. You get into a bar fight, people are pushing people around. I don't know, maybe a beer falls off a stool or falls off the table, lands on top of a chair, you get pushed over and whoop! I can see that. I can totally see that. Now, could you imagine if you did that just to see what would happen? Like, oh, today I'm going to shove a fucking pint glass up my ass. Woo! Jim, you want to come over and watch? That's fucked. I bet you people do that. I would like to know the people that do that. I'm a curious person, so I want to know the psychology behind, or I mean, I want to know, not the psychology, because I'm not a professional, but I want to know what's going on behind that. I want to know the thought process with people that, like, purposely shove weird shit, like pint glasses up their ass. Like, it's got to be a thing. There was a TV show about people that ate fucking couches. Like, are you kidding me? There's got to be, like, fetish, sure, but, like, not just a fetish. Like, there's got to be, like, I don't know what you call that. Like, whatever that condition is, you know? People doing that. Like, oh, yeah, today I put my hammer up there. Woo! Like a peanut butter jar. Do you really need a peanut butter jar in your ass? Again, I'm thinking jail. I'm thinking that was probably smuggled into jail, because I don't imagine too many people are getting peanut butter. Then again, I have no friggin' clue. Oh, how about, now there's two different takes on this one. This one is either a spray paint can or potentially like a deodorant can. Either way, I have so many questions. Like, were they in the middle of tagging something and they're like, nope, wasn't me. Can't get caught red-handed. We can check to see if your asshole's blue though. I don't know, man. Why would you think to shove that up your ass? Or are you just like, maybe somebody's that desperate that they just end up, you know, well, I got nothing else. This can'll do. And then on top of that, maybe somebody thought the only way to learn graffiti is to shove a can up my ass and graffiti my insides and then see how that turns out. Maybe it was like a shit paint plan where he was going to do, you know how you can do like the swirl paint where you just shh and the thing goes around and around and just kind of swirls into different colors and swirlies. Maybe it was that, but he was doing it as like an art project with shit. If it was a deodorant can, he must have really thought he had some problems up there. I get that, yeah, sure, that could be, you know, prison too, but still, like, if you're in prison, I think the least of your worries is how you smell. I think the size of the thing coming out of your ass may play more into how well you get along with people in prison. I don't know, though. I don't ever plan to know either. So that's our halfway mark. That's 10 of the weirdest things people have accidentally got stuck in their ass. Again, my question is, how many of these have like a plan or a thought process behind it? You know what I'm saying? How many of them have that? Because I don't know. It seems like a lot of these can't be that much of an accident. The knife looks like one because the knife was going up and then was sideways. Like, you know you're in trouble then. Okay? But like the light bulb, if that was an accident, I feel like the accident would have been you falling on the light bulb, right? The light bulb, you're not going to be like toweling off one day after the shower and like bending over, cleaning your parts, and then all of a sudden a light bulb falls off a shelf and like, boop, it's right there. That's not going to happen. Let's be serious. So like, how that that's on purpose, and like, how do you fucking how do you plan to shove anything up your ass? I mean, I get in kind of a sexual nature, but some of the things, if some of those are in the idea of horniness or controlled by the horn dogs of the world, I don't know what I'm saying right now. Hold on. I'm too caught up in this because I can't fathom putting something, anything like this up my ass. Okay? All right. Refocusing. Here we go. Oh, that was a runaway tangent. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. The weed got me. I'm blaming the weed. Fuck it. Why not? Okay, so, all right. This week, for our weed facts, baby. It's time for some weed facts, bro. That's right. Some weed and some facts. Right on. I went to yodabbadabba.com and I found an article called Dabbing Resources Reclaim. What is that, you ask yourself? Let me see here. Where did I put it? There it is. Okay. What is reclaim and how do I collect and use it? That's the article I found because I thought with all of these concentrates and that I was going to smoke this episode, what people do need to know is that there is a way to take your reclaim and re-smoke it. It's not going to be as tasty as it was the first time, but it does the trick. So I found the best article I could about what reclaim is, how to collect it, and then how to use it again. So there's a bunch of different tools that you can, well, I mean, not tools, but there's like accessories you can get, like, reclaimers that you can have on dab rigs. There's a reclaim chamber up the side where the point of the teardrop is. That gets filled up and then you can reclaim that. Basically, reclaim, if you're not sure, is the previously used dab. So, for example, if you're watching, you can see in my pen here, I've got a little bit of old dab in there. That would be considered reclaim. There is a way to take that. I mean, I could keep smoking it in here. You know what? I just totally lied. That's not reclaim. Reclaim is generally when you have a dab rig where whatever concentrate you're smoking ends up going up and through the tube and then getting trapped inside your rig. So you can get all of that out and then reuse it. Because as you pull, just like flour, some of the product will actually go through the tube into the water, get stuck to the side of your dab rig, whatever, right? Your banger, all that stuff. So you can reclaim that. You can even take it off your dab tools if they get too gunked up, if you leave them for too long, and you can reclaim all of it. Now, the way to reclaim it, here's the 9 steps that you would go through to collect your reclaim. You'd fill your dab rig with enough alcohol to cover the reclaim encrusted portions. Cover the mouthpiece. When they say alcohol, they're talking about, where is it here? High proof alcohol, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a 90% alcohol. You don't want to drink it, is what I'm saying. You use it for cleaning. So step one, you fill your dab rig with enough alcohol to cover the reclaim enclosure encrusted portions. Step two, cover the mouthpiece and glass joint with a piece of paper towel to ensure no water spills out. Three, covering the mouthpiece and glass joint, shake. So basically cover the mouthpiece of your dab rig and then the hole where the banger goes in, right? Covering the mouthpiece and glass joint, you shake the piece to dislodge the reclaim. Now, with my little one, I should have had it out here. Anyway, with my little one, I just heat it up and most of it comes off with like really hot water. That seems to work too. And then after that, I clean it. Maybe I leave some behind, but the chunks I generally get out. I just haven't ever used them. I've just rinsed it out and that's it. So I'm basically wasting. So if you don't want to waste and you want to keep reusing it, after you have covered the mouthpiece, shaking the piece to dislodge the reclaim, then you run the rig under hot water, if needed, where the reclaim remains stuck. Okay, so wherever it's stuck and you need to run hot water, I just do the hot water, fuck the alcohol part. If it's hot enough, it'll work, because it melts as you heat it up, right? It's like the most organic you can get, pretty much, other than flour. Then you repeat shaking the solution until the reclaim is removed. Then you pour the alcohol solution into a Pyrex dish. Heat the dish on a hot plate at the lowest temperature possible. Do not heat your dish over an open flame because the evaporated alcohol, flammable, and poof, you'll burn yourself down. So don't do that. Heat it, I guess, on a hot plate, they say. Number 8, after the liquid has evaporated, you let your reclaim sit for a day to air dry. And then 9, you can scrape the reclaim with a razor blade and use it as desired. So you can just chisel it right off of your, what did they say to put it in? In a dish on a hot plate. So a Pyrex dish, that's it. Gotcha. Yeah, so you put it on that and that's how you do it. But that's why they use alcohol, because you want to burn off the alcohol to get the other. I'm pretty sure there's another way to do it, but this article is really good. So if you really want to learn how to do that and use your reclaim instead of wasting a bunch of it, and maybe get your, you know, stretch your funds a little bit farther and your highs a little bit higher, you know, I check this article out, and I'll put it on tots420.com under the weed facts section. But again, it's from Yo Dabba Dabba, and it's called "What is Reclaim and How Do I Collect and Use It?" It's a great article. So it tells you all about what reclaim is, what you can use to, you know, sort of like catch most of the reclaim without doing too much work. And it tells you, yeah, how to get everything out and how to do it upright so that you're left with reclaim that you can re-smoke. It's perfect. So yeah, so those are the weed facts for this week. Concentrates and reusing them, baby.
Oh, that's right, some weed and some facts. Right on.
Speaking of reusing things, whoops. Oh, that's, I'm trying to turn this on like the other one. It doesn't turn on like that. So speaking of, what was I just saying? Oh, I had a good line. You fucked me up, vaporizer. I don't know. Speaking of reclaim, there we go. Speaking of reclaim, let's get back into things that had to be reclaimed out of people's asses. How about a beer bottle? I mean, again, I can see how that might be an accident, right? Like you sit down, whoop, oh my God, what happened? Get a little too drunk, get naked. I totally get that. Beer bottle ends up there. Maybe you get a little adventurous and you're like, you know what? Today I want a beer bottle in my bum. I can understand these things. What I don't understand, for a few different reasons, is how you end up with a beer bottle and then a coat hanger. Again, hook side first. Shoved up your ass. Because it's a beer bottle. The coat hanger clearly in there to remove it. Who thinks, hey, let me take this generally rusty thing, maybe not rusty, but very pointy, because it's a wire one for sure, because a plastic one's not going to do the trick. So you slide that bad boy up there, and you're trying to just, you're just fiddling around, trying to get in there, and then the next thing you know, lower intestines, brought right out. Who's the brilliant guy that thought that was a good idea? The crazy thing to me about that story is not those things in there as much as it is that he made it to the hospital to have them removed. That is impressive to me. How about a shampoo bottle? Now, again, I think that this would probably be a jail thing. I want shampoo. So, boop, ba-doop, boop. I'll bring in some shampoo. It's probably contraband, but it's a shampoo bottle. They don't say what's inside. You don't know. Could be a shampoo bottle for any reason. Could be going trying to go through the airport. Why would you have a shampoo bottle up your ass? Either way, it seems weird to put a shampoo. Can't you just be like, hey, can I send a shampoo somehow? There's got to be ways. How about a flashlight? When a candy cane doesn't do the trick, and the fist is just a little too much girth. You got to find your way in the middle. And what do you do by finding your way in the middle? Shove a flashlight up there. Again, it's crooked. Like it's this way. It's like this. Like, do you think there was a turn? I know. Oh, people are nuts, man. They'll put anything anywhere for any purpose. I'm going to load up this Yocan Pillar again, because, like, I really like this stuff, man. This sour green mango live rosin is very, very tasty, and I want some more of it, because it's not crazy potent, but it's a really, really enjoyable high. And the taste on it, what is up? Well, that's not enough. Here we go. A little bit. Maybe just a smidgen more. Yes. Little smidgy poos. I'm such a dork. All right. So we got that loaded back up there. So basically another bong, mini bong hit, I guess you could say. See, I got some reclaim on there that I can use in a second. In a bit, when this is all done and I'm disappointed that I smoked it all. All right. We'll load that, pop that back on there. Skidoo. And moving on from the flashlight. That'd be like sticking this up your ass. Why would you put this up? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense to me. Do we have to heat up more? Oh, yeah. That is super tasty, man. Oh, that stuff's good. Wow. Yep. So again, that's this Earth Wolf Farms, the Live Duo Package. Sour Green Mango Live Resin and Super Kush Live Rosin. Super Kush Live Rosin and Sour Green Mango Live Rosin. It's really tasty. How about a toy car? I know where this one came from. This one was clearly from Jackass. I mean, I'm sure other people have had toy cars shoved up their butt. Or fallen on them or driven up there for fun. But I'm saying, I'm pretty sure that one was from the Jackass movie. How about a cell phone? Hey, bro. Your ass is ringing. Are you trying to butt dial? All right on. How'd it work? How does that conversation go, man? What do you do? Do you like, hey, what's up? Do you talk in farts? Is it fart Morse code? On the phone, bro. Good call. Again, probably a prison thing. It's not a very, like, cell phones, like anything sleek and rounded, I get it. But, like, anything with a jagged edge or a point, what the fuck are you doing? It's crazy to me. Now, this one makes me, this is the question that I have. What does it feel like to hold it up there? Does it feel like you're just always clenching back a shit? Like, and you're holding it as tight as possible? Does it make you walk different? Do you have a different grouping of muscles? Because I've never carried weight with my butthole. So, do you have a different series of, like, kegels, right? I get it. How about a pool ball? The fucking cue ball. How about that? You think you can keep that in your butthole? Because I think, one, that's, like, slightly smaller than my fist. To get that in there. And far enough up that you can hold on to it without it just pow. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know how you do that. That must feel like a lot of pressure right on your... That's got to fuck up your system. You're just used to holding it. You can clench anything in at that point. You can hold a shit for a year. How about an instant coffee jar? Because everybody needs a little coffee. If you're going to put beer bottles and pint glasses up your ass, why not coffee? Coffee, peanut butter, beer. Perfect. Done. A zucchini? Again, makes sense. Now, looking at this picture, though, okay, it looks like it's in there. Like, you press this person's belly button and, like, zucchini. That's up there, dude. And it's farther than that. Like, it looks like it's pushing on a lung. How do you get that in there that far? And are you sure it went up his asshole at that point? Like, maybe he just, like, tried to deep throat a zucchini and that's where it, like, it's trying to work its way out, not in, you know? Oh, that's all I'm saying. A fork? Luckily, this fork is pointy side down. So good job, dude. What were you trying to get? It clearly wasn't trying to itch anything. Could you imagine sitting on that? That'd be so painful. Oh, fuck hemorrhoids. What do you got? I got a fork in my ass. It does not feel good. Not feel good at all. Who shoves a fork up their ass? And this one is my favorite one, okay? Because I like the saying, you know, kick you where the sun don't shine, or, like, you know, get your head out of your ass or whatever. But then there's, like, you know, to infinity and beyond. This was Buzz Lightyear, baby. Buzz Lightyear tried to go to infinity. He found out what was beyond and tried to get the fuck out. How do you get a Buzz Lightyear doll stuck up your ass? Like, that's a full-sized doll. So that's, like, what? 6 inches? Jagged pieces? Fucking wings? You ever seen those dolls, man? It's a square top with, like, a rounded head, right? And then wings that, like, fly out. Dude. Are you kidding me? How is that an accident? That does not seem accidental. That seems like pre-planned, violent, and hateful. It looks like they left it enough that his head is almost poking back out, like he could breathe. Like, he was getting swallowed by the thing in Star Wars. But just his head was out. But upside down. Feet first. Looks like he's being born. Maybe that's how Buzz Lightyear was born. Maybe that's his infinity. And now he is beyond. Oh my god. Okay, so let me recap. I really enjoyed this episode. I hope you did too. I'm all giggly and stupid, and clearly that's what this is. It's a smoke sesh. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. I hope you saw a couple products that you like. And again, I don't get paid for any of this. Hopefully one day I will. But right now, I don't get paid for this. I just shout out the products and the stuff that I like that's on the legal market in Canada, and all the fun accessories. That you can get to smoke them. So anything that I recommend on here is just out of pure wanting you to have the same experience if you're looking to get high that I've had that I know is enjoyable. Yeah. And now you know how to smoke Reclaim and get Reclaim and what's really Reclaim. And now you know about things people have shoved up their butts. Because I have a weird sense of humor and a weird mind, clearly. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on your Friday to start your weekend off. I hope you come back next week on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, where else? YouTube, Pandora, Good Pods, everywhere. Everywhere you get a podcast. It's out there, baby. Let's take one more bong hit before we go, just to say goodbye. Well, bong hit. Cheers, folks. It's like a shot glass for weed. Well, that's just about done. So, yeah, hopefully you come back next week at 4:20 on your Friday to join me, your friendly neighborhood pothead, Justin Baroni. For another sesh-isode. And in the meantime, check out tots420.com so you can read the weed facts articles that I have found that I think would be beneficial to you if you're looking for certain things. There's a whole list of them from past sesh-isodes as well. What else? You can go to the Dude for Real Facts, and that's where the links to things like this are. With this, you know, you can find out all the stuff that people shoved up their butt in there. You can find out all about Florida Man in there, in the Dude for Real section. So, yeah, check it out. Subscribe, follow, share, do your thing. And if you're listening to this, if you really like smoking, I suggest at some point you watch it. Because then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because sometimes I don't describe stuff so well. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.